a few verses from hymn 814, verse 4, followed by verses 8 to 12. 814, reflect what trifles ye pursue, so anxious and so heedful, for after all you'll find it true, there is but one thing needful. 814, verse 4, and then verse 8 to the end.
Thank you. that the Lord may be pleased to help me, I would direct your attention to Ezekiel chapter 48 and the last verse, 35. Ezekiel 48, verse 35. It was round about 18,000 measures, and the name of the city from that day shall be, The Lord is there. The Lord is there. What can we say when brought to such a verse as that? For all the measurements that are given us are so extreme, so sublime, speaking of the glory of God on a place that He will have and build and prepare. Why, it is beyond a comprehension. But when we come to the last four words in this verse, it speaks of the name of that place, which is the Lord is there, as in the margin it speaks of as Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Shammah. So we may not be able to go very deep into this chapter, and neither would I even try or attempt to. But I do trust and hope that those here today whose prayer might have been justice, that though this is but a little spot in comparison, but that the Lord is there, and that through God's mercy we might find that in this poor, wretched heart of ours, that the Lord is there, guide teaching us and directing us. The Word of God is very solemn about these hearts of ours, of how depraved they are by nature, and what judgment is pending for them when this world shall be no more. We should know this, that the Lord is there. As I believe we mentioned in prayer, there will be those that shall hear the Almighty voice saying, Depart from me, ye cursed, for I never knew you. Friend, the Lord is there. He's been there and will ever be there. He is ever the same eternally. Oh, I say, what a voice it should be to each and every one of us who may even be thinking in their hearts, oh, that there is no God, but the Lord is there. It reminds me of a little tale I once heard of a man who called himself an atheist, but his wife was a dear child of God. She passed away, and all was left in his bedroom was this over his bed, this sign which he'd written, The Lord is nowhere. The Lord is nowhere. And one of his great grandchildren came to visit him, and he was determined to indoctrinate his family with his own beliefs. He asked his little child to read it, and in their little way he said, The Lord is now here. And that was the arrow of conviction to his heart. Whereas he was saying the Lord is nowhere, yet if we say it as the child said it, we can say the Lord is now here. I say, dost thou believe it? Art thou concerned about it? And may it be that some have said, Lord, oh, I pray for this. For in thy presence I am happy. In thy presence I am secure. In thy presence I can all afflictions patiently endure. Why, the Lord is there. He thought very much in coming along this morning. Yea, with regard to the two babes that have been born unto this people. And we trust that we can say the Lord is now here, yea, in their birth. Yea, the Lord in his mercy hath preserved the life of two mothers, and been given, you have been given two more souls here at Swavesey, and have cause to pray for those little ones, to pray for them. Oh, I say, what a mercy that is. When the Lord has given to us a spirit of prayer and a supplication, dost thou know what it is to come into the prayer meeting and come indeed to the throne of grace at your bedside and feel so dry, so hard, so far off, and the whole tempted that is all hypocrisy to venture any further? Why we've not learned this truth that our hearts by nature are a heart of stone, and we have nothing to be proud of by it. But I say, when the Lord comes and enters into the matter, and I say, he so turns your heart around. Why? And therefore you are softened under his blessed spirit. And you can say, the Lord is here. I shall never forget visiting when I was taking the prayers at Bethesda Tunbridge Wells. And the next day it was the birthday of a lady, it was her 100th birthday. And one said to her, and what would you want for your 100th birthday? She paused and looked very pensive and didn't smile. Everybody was waiting. But then suddenly she looked up with a smile and she said, a soft heart, a soft heart. That's all she wanted. My friend, the Lord is there. The Lord is there to teach us by his Holy Spirit, yea, to quicken us into divine life. I say, the Lord is there. Now I want to come quickly to my point, and it's this. The Word of God tells us that when the Lord is there and comes, and in those days to visit his people, he would take away the heart of stone and give to them a heart of flesh. My friend, we know naturally that heart operations are most delicate operations. But I say this operation cannot be performed by man, but only by the quickening power of the Holy Spirit. As Jesus Christ had told Nicodemus, who came to him by night, and he said, ye must be born again. That's all you need. That's what is necessary to inherit eternal life. My friend, oh, the Lord was there. And you might be saying, how can these things be? Friend, how can they be? Why, it is by the power of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, when the Lord is there. Why, one thing is true, isn't it, that the first or the last sense of our body is hearing. And I suppose it must be said, at least spiritually, it must be the first thing in hearing. As Jesus said, my sheep, they hear my voice and they follow me. Friend, the Lord is there, he speaks, my friend. It isn't that you have invited him or said, I'll give you time to speak to me, but I've only got a few minutes at present. Not so, my friend. The Lord doesn't act like that. He comes with his sovereign power and majesty. And when he says the Lord is there, he speaks. And that poor heart sinner, he changed instantaneously. There's a change in his life. Well, I said instantaneously. I wouldn't say that to cut any poor sinner off, but sometimes it begins in instantaneously, yes, but in a very slow and gradual way. Other times it appears to come, oh, in a most dramatic way, where the poor sinner is cut down. Why, the Lord is there. Do you see that tyrant on the road to Damascus? Why, even Saul of Tarsus, he'll stop at nothing to shut up the voice of the gospel. He'll put women and men and women into prison. He'll cause great hardship and difficulties. He'll scatter indeed the church of God everywhere. You say, well, there's no hope for such a sinner as this, friend, but the Lord is there. When he spoke to Paul and said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Why, he began with an accusation. He was persecuting Jesus Christ. He was persecuting somebody. He didn't know who he was persecuting. Art thou persecuting anybody? Art thou persecuting anybody? And is that person one of the Lord's dear people? Is it a person simple, yet very sincere? Why, my friend, and you don't know it, the Lord is there. You cannot hurt one of the Lord's people, persecute them, young or old, or wise or simple, whoever they be. Why, without persecuting the Lord Jesus Christ? I say the Lord is there. When he makes the poor sinner know and feel it and tremble. Yes, tremble, I say, at the mighty power of God. When you can't go on any further, he stops you in your track. Why, friend, the Lord is there. I say, oh, some know sure, of us know surely what that is. But others, I say, the work is more slowly and gentle. And why? The Lord is there. He knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. Dust, friends. We all come from dust, but we have different temperaments. And I say, those dear souls of his, he knows exactly how to deal with them. He knows how to deal with you and I. The Lord is there. He never, never lays too much upon his people. No, indeed. I believe We have come to that point in sometimes where we felt this, that the Lord was laying his rod upon us, and we have become afraid of him. Friend, afraid of him. Oh, the Lord was there. Oh, thereby he breaks down these hearts of ours, and there sheds abroad his love in our poor hearts. I say, the Lord is there. Are you troubled? Are you troubled that you're so changeable? We know the scripture says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. It might not be that you're double-minded, but oh, I say, how we find that, like the hymn writer says, we're hot and cold in half an hour. And can ever God dwell here? The Lord is there. But I want to come from this point to here. Lord Jesus Christ has said, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. They follow me. I say, are you amongst those that follow the Lord Jesus Christ? That is, through the effective power of his voice in your soul, to follow him. Or have we not sometimes followed our own instincts and thought we can manage on our own? And he's put us in his sieve, not Satan's sieve, and thus he sifted out, yes, our chaff, our rubbish, and all the weed seeds with it. Friend, the Lord is there. What a wonder that is, that he manages his own winnowing machine. He does not leave it to another. No, the Lord is there, jealously guarding and watching over the Lord's dear people. For he said, not one of my little ones shall perish. I say, oh, is it possible that a child of God shall fear one day he shall perish? Some would certainly say, no, he's not a child of God, he's not a true believer. Oh, I say, the Lord is there, my friend. It's by his grace you are made a believer. It's by his grace you become a possessor of true and living faith. Oh yes, you cannot pack up your own faith, produce your own faith, or you may be left to. You may be left to. But friend, that faith, my friend, only believes in self, and it believes in God, whether God is there or no. But I say, oh, does not the psalmist put it right for us? A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. Friend, I say the Lord is there. Oh, do not cry before him, Lord, this little faith that I have, I need it to be maintained day by day. Do we not? We need fresh supplies of grace to believe and trust in him. Oh, I say, oh, even such great men and champions for the truth as David, was his face not tried? Is it one day I shall perish at the hand of Saul? Have you got such an adversary who is bent on getting you and killing you, destroying you? More than that, to destroy the promises of God, destroy the promise of God, the anointing of God. I say, the Lord is there, I say. Was he not, when he anointed you by his Holy Spirit with that sweet oil, of his? And thus he laid that assurance in your dear soul that the Lord was there. And though he has been angry with you, he has pardoned and forgiven your sins, yea, and brought you closer and nearer unto his own dear Son, Jesus Christ. Why, the Lord is there. And therefore I say, if Jesus once upon you shine, then Jesus is forever thine. Yes, how we need to say it for ourselves, that the Lord is there. I've often thought, you know, that if the word did only but say that it is through tribulation we shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, I might be able to endure it. But it doesn't, does it? It says through much tribulation. And oh, I say, we might be saying in our hearts, when, oh when, will this tribulation end? Lord, it's one thing after another, whereby thou dost lay upon these things. But tell me, have the force of circumstances of much tribulation driven you away from him, or drawn you closer and nearer to him? I say, much tribulation. Bless his dear name. It's a great mercy, Lord, and say, Lord, I am here again. Lord, let thy long-suffering mercy be extended to me once again. My friend, the Lord is there betwixt that poor soul and his God. Why? Because he's got, and been given rather, that indicted prayer into his heart by the Holy Spirit. Why? The Lord is there. Perhaps we don't speak of it as perhaps we ought, the work of the Holy Spirit. I don't think I ever felt the need of the Holy Spirit like I did in the past year when lying in hospital. Friend, when the Lord wasn't there, it was a terrible dark spot. It was a terrible place. I wouldn't wish it upon anyone. But bless his dear name, when the Lord comes, why, the scene completely changes, doesn't it? As undeserving as we are, why, he had mercy upon us. The Lord is there. Oh, can you say, oh, today, in his presence I am happy, in his presence I am secure, in his presence I can all afflictions patiently endure? Friend, we can, if he gives us that grace, and feel his presence with us. Oh, the Lord is there. How the two on the road to Emmaus experienced that, didn't they? If you read it carefully, you see how they're full of dismay and sadness. They still love the Lord Jesus Christ. This is what they wanted. But there they had feared that everything was finished. And there they were finished. But I say, the Lord was there with them. For he drew near and went with them. In the same way, in the same vein. Yes, do we not say this, Lord? Oh, go with us. and their testimony was wonderful. Afterwards, did not our hearts burn within us when he walked and talked with us by the way? I say, the Lord is there when he is with us. I say guardedly, when the Lord is with us, we don't really need to worry about anybody else. I'm not saying we're selfish and don't want anybody else to share his blessings. But there's such a fullness, isn't there, when the Lord is there? The Apostle Paul, my friend, when they were speaking of gifts and searching out his gifts, oh, his desire was this, that I may be found in him. That I may be found in him. Oh, I don't want any more than this. I don't want to be known how good and great I am. No, the Lord was there. It humbled my friend, even a successful Apostle Paul. Surely then, if he needed humbling, so do we. Never forget visiting my dear late friend, Mr. Stanley Dills, on his deathbed. A big man, as you know he was, but there he was, bent and double sitting on his bed, and very, very yellow, with jaundice. And he said to me, Raymond, you know, I've got nothing to cling to, nothing at all of my life, except the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. What a testimony. The Lord was there, my friend. He saw a beauty. He saw a greatness in the blood of Jesus Christ. Sinner, how is it with you? What are you clinging to? When you look and view at your own sins and your own iniquities, I say, the Lord is there. Yes, thereby he speaks to us that he will cleanse us and wash us in his precious blood. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, it cleanseth us from all sin. I do want to emphasize that the Lord never does anything in part. No, he doesn't leave do part and leave the rest for you. He does everything. And it's good what the hymn writer said, for sins to come there's pardon too. Yes, the Lord is there. Oh, believing in his blood and his righteousness as being all sufficient. I say, who is sufficient for these things? We're not sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves. Come, be honest with yourself this morning. And I say, what do you think of yourself? That includes, you know, the preacher as well as you. Friend, we're not sufficient to think anything of ourselves. But if we, the Lord is there, we'll say this, all my sufficiency is found in him. Yes, indeed. Oh, to be complete in him, complete, not having our own righteousness. Oh, I do like that word of Paul in writing to the Corinthians. Oh, that he was complete in Christ. What does it mean if a thing is complete? I say, you children know what it is. When you've done a jigsaw puzzle And you say, well, there's one piece missing. It's not complete. Nothing else will fit there but that particular piece. So remember then, if we are completing Christ, there's nothing missing. Yea, that all is given and all is provided for us through the tender mercies of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, Paul knew it and felt it. I say, the Lord is there. The Lord is there with his people in their dark afflictions. And say, why is it then that I should receive so many a blows from sinner and from saint? Well, some would say, well, that doesn't add up. Well, it doesn't add up to the spirit of the gospel, does it? But it happens, doesn't it? But who can put these rough places right again? Yes, make crooked things straight, only when the Lord is there. Why, when dear Martha got into that spirit and said, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me alone to serve? I say, the Lord was there to put that matter right. And it may be to put the matter right for us. Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. And Mary hath chosen that better part, which shall not be taken away from her. Oh, friend, the Lord is there. And where was Mary? And who was Mary? Well, we know that Mary was the sister of Lazarus and Martha. But I say she had been found practicing as a harlot. She was indeed socially unacceptable. You say, as for her, well, I've got no time for that person. Ah, but Jesus had. Jesus had. And friend, it brought her to that spot, to Jesus' feet. I say, what a mercy. What a mercy, I say, to be brought to the feet of Jesus. To say to dear Mary, excuse me, or is there a spot there for me? My friends, I'm ashamed of me, united to those whom the Lord has redeemed by his precious blood. Why, the Lord is there. You see a glory in them, which is of his saving grace and his effective power in their life, do they not? I say, the Lord is there. Oh, how apt we are to be misled by our own tradition and interpretations of Scripture. The Lord had a work for Peter. He got to go and preach to the Gentiles. Yes, the three men on their way who want me to preach in the centurion's house. And if he hadn't been prepared to do it, he wouldn't have gone. Remember that. But the Lord was there. And oh, he went to sleep. Yes, before dinner time. That was all of the Lord. And there in this vision, he showed to him that net sent down from heaven of all unclean beasts. He said, arise, Peter, and kill and eat. And his proud nature said, not so, Lord. I've never eaten anything which is unclean. Call that not common or unclean, which I have cleansed. What a word, the Lord is there. Puts us in our place. puts us where we should be. Viewing things as they really are, not what we imagine them to be. Yea, but seeing Jesus surely sufficient in them all, his cleansing power. Therefore I say, how we need to look to self, but Lord, am I cleansed? Am I, which is cleansed and uncommon, am I been made clean? Oh, I say, how we need to be washed in that fountain that is opened for sin and for uncleanness. Why, the Lord is there. It is he that brings the poor sinner there, whereby he loves the Lord Jesus Christ. A constant concern to me. It may be with some of you. Do I love the Lord or no? Am I his or am I not? Why, the Lord is there, my friend. Knowing this, that though with our love seems so intermittent, yet I say his love is a constant love. Yes, it is, and he speaks so beautifully of it, does he not, to Israel of old, who said, the Lord has left us, the Lord hath forsaken us. But he said, can a woman forget her sucking child? Yes, she may forget for a short while. Something more important may have overtaken them. They may have been alarmed or distressed. But the Lord says, yea, she may forget, but I will not forget thee. I will not. I say, see the emphasis on that. I will not forget thee. Friend, I say, are we not brought to a halt and have to say like Peter, Lord, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest I love thee. Thou knowest, Lord, what a complete failure I've proved to be. I've denied thee all three times with oaths and curses. Lord, I've boasted of that I would never, never forsake thee. But I have, oh Lord, what a wondrous love that is to his dear people. And oh, as he said to Peter, I have prayed for thee, that thy face fail not. Friend, I say, when the love of Christ is shed abroad in our hearts, when we're at our closest and nearer to him, is not this our prayer? Lord, Lord, pray for me, intercede for me in heaven above, that my faith fail not. I say the Lord is there, ever interceding for his people. Oh, at God Almighty's right hand, he has power and authority so to do. I say, the spot where we would be speechless and hopeless, was it not for the dear Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ? The Lord is there. Oh, we desire, oh, that we might be where he is, and his sweet and sacred influence upon us, that we too might say, the Lord is there. What a spot, my friend, you and I must soon have to come to. It may be a long time, it may be short, and that is our deathbed. There's one thing that's needful, that we might know that the Lord is there. But he said, I'll come again and take you unto myself. Friend, it doesn't matter who is there, as long as Jesus is there, to take the poor soul home to glory as a trophy of his triumphant grace, yea, to a poor needy sinner, to present them without spot or blemish, yea, in that newborn soul, and to be clothed in a robe of righteousness, yea, to fit him and equip and give him right to be amongst the saints in heaven at last. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £620, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Woodhams hopes to address the Sunday School this afternoon, and God willing, Mr. Seth Mercer is expected to preach on Friday evening, and Mr. Robert Field next Lord's Day. Hymn 812. Whene'er I make some sudden stop, for many such I make, and cannot see the cloud cleared up, nor know which path to take, I to my Saviour speed my way, to tell my dubious state, then listen what the Lord will say, and hope to follow that. 812.
we pray that thou wilt bless thy word and pardon and forgive our own. In mercy, Lord, be with us in the intervals. Oh, come, Lord, and may we find the Lord here in thy house tonight. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the teaching of thy Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen.